Hi, this is Nick Hood. It's the 19th of September, which, apart from being Speak Like a Pirate Day, it's also the first day of the Scottish Learning Festival at Glasgow's SECC. And I have to say, my first impressions are what they usually are. This is a fantastic opportunity for people to see good ideas, good new products, look at the exhibitors that are in the exhibition hall. The local authority stands are very well populated this year. Nice to see local authorities showcasing some of the excellent work that they're doing. And it's an opportunity to bump into all sorts of people from your educational career. For me, former colleagues are here, people that I've worked with in the past, people that I enjoy working with at the present are also here. So it's nice to see those faces out and taking time out from the day job to share good practice, see what's happening and swap ideas and hear some of the presentations that are on. As usual, I talk too much. I've got into a conversation with somebody and missed my first session this morning, which I guess is sinful. I hope I haven't denied anybody else a place, but hopefully I won't miss anything else this morning. Next up on the agenda is Mike Russell's keynote in the Lomond Auditorium. A man, I think, for which there is a tremendous amount of respect in the teaching community. I think people appreciate that he has an extraordinarily difficult job to do to progress education, particularly in this time of monumental change, part of which he's responsible for. But the implementation, he doesn't appear to be completely in control of. One example of this is the worry that some of us have, and this is me speaking personally now, about what shape GLOW is going to take in the coming couple of years. We were on the right track, I think, with the outcome of the Stirling Management Conference last year, and I rather hope that the Excellence in Education Committee that's been convened under Muffy Calder is going to report and advise and have some punch, and that their recommendations are going to be listened to. There is a great deal of fantastic opportunity now for the use of technologies in schools. I think the biggest problem that faces us all, quite simply, is bandwidth. Bandwidth is going to be the big issue, I think, for local authorities and schools to find the funds for, such that pupils and teachers can access and use the internet, the incredible tool that we use to develop and enhance learning right across the piece, particularly for the higher bandwidth tools like multimedia, videos and video conferencing. These tools are essential, I think, in terms of developing and spreading the opportunities that children have through the classroom, and I think it'd be nice to see those developed, but they won't do so until we get proper bandwidth in place. So, what do you think about this? Comment, please. Always welcome, and thanks for listening. Hopefully you'll hear a little bit more from me later on today. Oh, and one final comment. The hashtag for the conference this year, there seems to be two operating. One is the official one, which is #SLF2012, and the other one, which is the more succinct and unofficially adopted #SLF12, which seems to make sense for reasons of economy, if nothing else. Thank you to Ewan McIntosh for pointing that out. Speak to you later.